So if I make that assumption, I can take I of m as the integral from a to b of x to the m dx. Then if I want that equation to be exact for the polynomial x to the m, I must have this integral, which is a calculatable number, equal to these grid points x to r to the m times the unknown wave function w of r. And if you stare at this equation here, you will see this thing here defines a matrix of size m plus 1 by m plus 1. That's these x to the m sub r's. This is a vector of length m plus 1, and that is a vector of length m plus 1. So this condition becomes a simple m plus 1 by m plus 1 matrix equation that A times W equals B, where W is the vector of the unknown weight functions, and B is the column vector of these known integrals. And the matrix A has the form x of r to the m. Of course, I forgot to mention that if I make the integral exact for the polynomial 1, the polynomial x, the polynomial x squared, the polynomial x cubed, as an integral as a linear function, it's going to be exact for all linear combinations thereof. So to get it exact for all polynomials, I only have to get it exact for these monomials, x to the 0 through x to the n. So finding Newton-Cotes formulae is entirely equivalent to inverting matrices, which you just do. And then notice the matrix is essentially, well, for given A and B, which you take, or you always transform variables, so that A equals 0 and B equals 1, so that means for given n, there's essentially only one matrix equation to be solved, which, you know, Cotes was a typical English clergyman of the 19th century, which is, you know, in the good old days, they didn't have graduate school or anything like that. You enrolled in the church, and then in your spare time, after you've given your sermon, you studied mathematics. So if you look at some mathematics books of the 19th century, you will find that a lot of them have the Reverend XYZ as the author, because that was the day of pure study, you know, none of this this stuff wasn't useful. This was pure intellectual study, and there were a few brilliant people in the universities, but otherwise it was done by the clergy as the people who had the time and possibly the education to tackle such issues. Those were the good old days. Anyway, clergymen were quite capable of inverting these matrices, and so this is not actually not terribly.